Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Go ahead, remind people the bumper music theme today.
That's National Buffet Day. I could have taken that as National Buffett Day and played all Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, please, God, no.
I know that would have really upset
you. Oh, it would have ruined me. I'm sorry he passed away, but by all accounts, speaking of the NBA, my Miami Heat friends said he was one of the biggest jackasses of all time.
He's also one of the great musicians of all time.
Not really.
Well, tell that to his bank account.
Not really.
He's doing okay.
It's because he had those restaurants, which are massively overrated.
That helps, too.
I'd take the cash, though.
I bet you would. National Buffet Day.
I'm not that principled to say, no, I won't make any money from potato skins. And by the way, I love potato skins.
Who doesn't love potato skins?
In fact, let's do this as a side topic. Greatest appetizer. What is the greatest appetizer? Because you just went through you just had a run of appetizers, right? Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Christmas, all about the apps.
And I think New Year's Eve New Year's Day.
Oh, 100%. You feast on apps when it comes to New Year's.
Of the traditional appetizers, okay, can you beat potato skins?
You can.
With sour cream on them?
You can.
Can you?
Yes, you can.
Traditional ones. Now, don't get me like, I know you, your caviar. You and the family, the beluga.
Are you talking traditional American apps?
No, this, you know.
So you can go as...
Okay, David Josephson has joined the show here. You know, when you were in a tent in Botswana with the family eating dirt, what other appetizer did you have?
I didn't know how far you wanted to go. Because if you're ordering Chinese, they have a different variety of apps.
And cream cheese puffs.
Chi-Chi's.
Get out of here. Carter's not here. We're not going to Chi-Chi's.
They might make a mean potato skin.
If you could have either a cream cheese puff or an egg roll, which way are you going?
Probably the cream cheese puff.
Yeah, they're really good. But they need to be warm.
You don't want the cold cream cheese.
Yeah, when they're crinkly.
That's not necessary.
I'm just trying to really, my words really carefully here, not get caught up here in the soundbite.
Smart.
Yeah, where you could throw it at me. How about the Hartman Rumaki? The bacon-wrapped water chestnuts.
Get rid of the water chestnuts.
Phenomenal appetizer.
You know what I made? Homemade New Year's Eve? Homemade mozzarella sticks.
Homemade mozzarella sticks?
I love the mozzarella. Okay. And it's not hard. I'm not a culinary genius. You take the cheese, you give a little bread coating, and you pan fried it for 2 minutes. It was fine, but I love the mozzarella.
So among
sticks.
Get out of here.
Oh, the mozzarella stick is dynamite.
Are you honestly telling me that you would rather have mozzarella sticks over potato skins?
Yes.
Were you hypnotized into some evil human before the show today?
No.
Potato skins wouldn't turn their car around where mozzarella sticks live.
That's because potato skins lost their license if they went anywhere near where mozzarella sticks live. That's a gated community, my man. Only a select few are let
in. Elitists. I'm not. You're the elitist. I'm not the elitist.
Just telling you, mozzarella sticks know where it's at.
Somebody reminds us, I was about to do a church. We'll get to that later. I think the appetizer topic is better. I like the appetizer topic better. We'll get to why people aren't going to services next hour, because then I can get to my football team before this hour is done, too, because we were screwed. Literally the worst call in the history of sports. I'll get to it.
Oh, they didn't make a call.
I'm
talking about.
Still ticked off about it. The first game in decades where I actually cared a lot who won. Okay? Somebody says, don't forget the yum-yum sauce.
Well, it's not an appetizer, but it's one of the great condiments of the world.
Here's where I am a fraud, okay? And there are many, 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 many areas where I am
endless.
Some would call me Mr. Fraud.
Boundless.
There's a decent amount of mayonnaise in yum-yum sauce, right? It's got to be overwhelmed.
I'm not convinced about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why I mean, because yum-yum sauce, oh, my God. To die for.
I had
not literally, of course.
3 nights ago.
Maybe that wouldn't be a bad way to go. You know, you're near the end, it's peaceful, and they just lather you up with yum-yum sauce.
Well, you asked the question to Carter on Tuesday during Ask Anything, talking about the Duke's Mayo Bowl and the coach who gets the mayo put on them. What condiment would you like to be doused in if you won? I think yum-yum sauce is right near the top of the list.
Okay, that's another spin-off of the appetizer topic, 651-461-9226. You go home tonight. You have no choice. Okay, let's make it even more painful. Your family's held hostage.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is be doused in an appetizer.
In an appetizer or a condiment?
Condiment. I was just going to see if you're paying attention. In a condiment, which one? And then you're not giving me guac and salsa, are you?
No, absolutely not.
Your criteria is...
We set the standard. It has to be something that's been in your fridge for at least 6 months.
Well, then it's got to be brown spicy mustard.
And that's not a bad choice.
What do you mean? It's the right choice.
I would go with the yum-yum sauce because it's a little bit more runny. I think the spicy mustard would really stick to you, really get in the hair.
You want that? You want it in there for a little later? You can just reach up to the hair?
No, I don't want that. I want it to be able to easily wash out as the yum-yum sauce would.
This texter says, bake brie with brown sugar.
I mean, I thought we didn't want the elitist.
Yeah.
I bake my brie.
So we had some sweet potatoes back-to-back days. By the way, sweet potatoes are so underrated. Sweet potatoes are better than regular potatoes.
Oh, that's a lie.
No, it's the truth.
And sweet potatoes are good. But
you're running from it, and it's really embarrassing.
Would you rather have a sweet potato fry than a regular French fry?
Well, first of all, French fries, the most overrated side dish on planet Earth. Because they're hit and miss, and the onion rings are clearly better.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. We've helped over 20,000 wedding parties get suited up. And here's the deal. You don't need to rent a suit. For about the same price, you can own one that's perfectly tailored for you. Over 60% of our business comes from referrals because we make it so easy. Whether your groomsmen live nearby or out of state, we've got everything covered. Trust me, this is the easiest part of planning your wedding. Stop by Nick's Menswear and let us show you why we're the fastest growing suit company in the country. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You didn't answer the question. You're running from the question.
Would you rather have mashed
sweet potato than mashed potatoes? Will UConn gold?
If they're lumpy. Because you know what also is massively overrated? Soupy like potatoes.
Once again, you're unbelievable at avoiding the questions.
Lumpy mashed potatoes are exquisite.
Of course they are.
Soupy mashed potatoes.
Disgusting.
Are what we should be feeding KSM at Guantanamo Bay. What kind of fries? Because there's 8 million types. So I got the sweet potato fries. They're fine. they're not the same thing as a sweet potato. Okay, I wasn't bragging up sweet potato fries. I was bragging up a sweet potato.
Yes, but they're made from the sweet potato, Chad.
Oh,
well, you just eat them. You just eat them raw.
So
okay, a sweet potato is better eaten raw than a regular potato. Chad Hartman says so.
Do you think people get confused on the sweet potato fry versus the sweet potato? No, they don't.
No,
there's
they
a
don't.
Large difference.
Of course there is, but the product
one is delectable all the time, and I was reminded again. You know what you add?
You just said it's not delectable all the time.
You know what is a great touch to a sweet potato? Cinnamon.
I can go with that.
Yeah, you can. Because you know I'm right.
I go with the sweet
potato.
Does
anybody put cinnamon on their fries? Of course they don't.
You could.
So there's a big difference. They don't. Well, I could jump out the window, but I'm probably not going to.
Well, that's because it's a double pane. That would be very tough to get out.
What if I was stuck in between the two panes? How long would I be here before somebody might call? Probably I'd probably have to wait for Vanita because she's a nice person.
Yeah, even then.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. They might just pull the blinds down.
I'm just permanently splayed in between the two planes.
Go sweet potato hash browns. That's where I've
picked. I don't think I've ever had sweet potato hash
Over the last 6 months, I've been experimenting with those time and again.
Let me get back.
Not as good as regular potato hash browns, but a healthy and delicious alternative.
Chad, can I take you out to dinner sometime? Your choices make you sound like the perfect date, of course. I mean, can I bring my gal, though?
You want a third wheel situation? This person asked you on a date. They didn't ask to be the third wheel.
I'm not asking this person to be the third wheel. This person could be the star of the event. I could be the third wheel.
God willing.
Yeah, well, most time I am a third or fourth wheel. Sweet potatoes are bottom-rung potatoes should be outlawed. Oh, my God. Who is this disgusting human being? What happened on New Year's Eve to this person?
Had a little bit too much sweet potatoes.
Potatoes are phenomenal. The Tim Russert potatoes, as I call them, in honor of Tim Russert, so overrated.
There are a lot better potato varieties out there. The red potato is right near the top.
The Yukon looks at the Tim Russert potatoes and says, take your masher and get out of here.
The potato is so much more versatile than sweet potato. I'm sorry, the sweet potato cannot compete when it comes to things like fries.
I wasn't talking about his versatility.
Potato skins.
At what point did I say which potato is more versatile?
You said which is better, and versatility
which
is absolutely
tastes
no. The
better.
Standard potato is a five-tool food item. The sweet potato is like two tools at best.
I'm not drafting him. I'm not signing
my team. Of course you're not, because you're taking
the
potato.
I'm not debating like I was starting Nas or starting Julius and decide if I'm going to start the sweet potato or the Yukon. I'm just telling you, when they're both prepared at their peak, and I got my choice of the Tim Russert, the standard Tim Russert potato, or the sweet potato, it's not close. The Yukon Jack potato gets closer, but it's not as good. There is a there's a smorgasbord, there's a cornucopia, there's a plethora of sweet potatoes. There's not just one, by the way. Do you think there's just one sweet potato?
Give me a variety of sweet potato right now. Go.
You look them up. What is the difference between yams and sweet potatoes? Good question.
Yeah. Well, see?
Your politics are bad enough from a texter. Don't be slamming the fries. Yeah, fries. Okay. Peak fry is what? Is it the crinkle?
No.
Is it the soggy traditional one that people just fall all over and lather with that disgusting ketchup?
I think peak fry is the type you might get at pretty much every, well, not every, but many standard kind of bar and grills. It's not the thin, you know, McDonald's fry. It's a little bit thicker. It's certainly not the steak fry.
Sounds like something that's to happen in your house.
But it's got the good seasoning on it. It's a good seasoning. The good crunchy fry.
Sounds like a dime a dozen. Whereas the sweet potato, not the sweet potato fries, but the sweet potato is never a dime a dozen. Sweet potatoes are better for you than potatoes. How about that from a texter? I'm also thinking about your health.
Yes, that is a healthier option.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
That is. The potato is a five-tool item. Lots of question marks. Somebody's saying the bacon-wrapped shrimp. That's, well, you want to know where the best bacon-wrapped shrimp is?
Red Lobster.
Get out of here. With that. Kathleen loved Red Lobster. I spent so much time at Red Lobster.
Good.
No offense, Red Lobster. Eh. Murray's. The hickory bacon wrapped shrimp with their exquisite cocktail sauce might be their best item.
Are they open right now? Let's get some DoorDash going.
I would love, Tim Murray, if you're listening, please, for the love of God, bring us some of that. Somebody says, try Wells Roadside in St. Louis Park if you want exceptional fries. That's the place that's on 7 that it's turned over like 800 times. It's in between 100 and 169. Little drive-in action. Do we have enough drive-in food places in town? It's kind of tough to have it here when it's horrible.
Yeah.
11 out of the 12 months.
Tough situation when you're past summer.
Hartman Eats. Oh, Hartman Eats would be so much better than the other guy's Eats. I mean, come on. First of all, I'd actually pay for my Eats. That'd be a novel concept.
That'd help. Would you gram it as well, though?
Of course I would. Don't forget Lutefisk. Oh. I'd rather spoon with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed than eat Lutefisk and his hairy body.
I think I'd take the Lutefisk.
Would you?
I think I would.
Gross. Chili cheese dip. Where do you stand on the chili cheese dip?
Not an item I've had a lot of in my day. But I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
Here's a fair question. What's always the young guys walking around wearing shorts in the winter? They're not bright.
No. They run hot. That's what they'll tell you.
They're not bright. That's what it is. A sports team has never been more screwed than my team was yesterday. We'll break that down and then get to the church and religious topic at 2:05. Who didn't want a little appetizer talk? What the heck? It's January 2nd.